Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from your hand? Trample my courts no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incest is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocation. I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you, even though you make many prayers. I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm responsibly, Psalm 32. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long. For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. The second reading is from 2 Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. To the Church of Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, siblings, as it is right, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions you are enduring. To this end, we will always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith, so that the name of our Lord may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has came to seek out and to save the lost. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from our God, our Father, and from Jesus the Lord. We give thanks to God always for you, siblings, as is right, because of your faith is growing abundantly. This morning is a day of celebration on so many levels. Each year, on the last Sunday of October, Lutherans around the world commemorate the Reformation. For some, this commemoration is ancient history that ushered in a new way of understanding Scripture and faith and the Church. It is a fixed moment. For others, the Reformation brought into being a new way of life for the Church. In this new way, the Reformation, well, is not so much an event as it is a process. That process began with God's creative act in the very beginning, came into focus over 500 years ago, and continues through to today. Sometimes the continually reforming activity and movement of the Holy Spirit causes very unsettled and uncomfortable growth in understanding. This morning is also a time when this congregation celebrates with two members who are making affirmation of baptism. With this rite, these young members commit themselves to the lifelong gift of baptism. All who gather hear the promises that in holy baptism, the triune God delivers us from the forces of evil, puts our sinful self to death, gives us new birth, adopts us as children, and makes us members of the body of Christ, the Church. As such, what is true for the Church in continual reformation, these young members enter into a more mature relationship of continual formation and participation in their baptismal faith. Of course, Zacchaeus did not have the benefit of baptism. Instead, he had heard about this Jesus who was coming to his area. He had heard so much good. He wanted so badly to see Jesus. Now, Zacchaeus is identified as a chief tax collector. Amy Jill Levine reminds readers of Luke that Jesus has a special place for and concern for tax collectors and sinners. She writes, rather than seen as suspect because of laxity in observance, sinners and tax collectors are people who have separated themselves from community welfare. Yet this one, despised for his complicity with the Roman Empire, as is transformed, reformed, in fact, by his encounter with Christ. Perhaps it is important the company one keeps. whether a faithful Christian who already knows the truth and promise of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life through the waters of baptism, or someone who hungers to be near Jesus because just maybe Jesus will turn their life in a way that brings new life. Keeping company with Jesus has the potential to turn hearts and minds towards rebirth. Indeed, today salvation has come to this house. Now, in this season, we also observe a season of stewardship, and so let us hear from the congregation council an invitation to continual reformation in the name of Christ.
My name is Wilson Fryermuth. I'm a member of the Congregational Council. For the last week and for the next 4 weeks, we are focusing on the way that the lessons speak to us about the characteristics of a good steward. Today we hear the story of Zacchaeus. I've always loved this story. Like all great Bible stories, at different times in my life, this story has had different things to say to me. As a child, it was my favorite story because Zacchaeus got to climb a tree, and he didn't get in trouble. In fact, Jesus appreciated it. For a kid, that was amazingly cool. As I got older, there were many more times that I felt profoundly separated from God. And in those times, it was the end of the story that spoke to me. Jesus saying, the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. The story would remind me that Jesus was looking for me, and it would make it easier for me then to see Jesus in the hands and the voices and the gestures of the people that I encountered in my daily life. And then there have been times, and if I have to confess honestly, many, when things are going great in my life, and it's easy to feel satisfied and settled and perhaps a bit smug, kind of Pharisee-ish. And at those times, the story speaks to me, reminding me that before Jesus got to Zacchaeus in that tree, he walked right past hundreds of people just like me who thought, why not me? I'm better than him. Why him and not me? In those times, the story of Zacchaeus puts me back in my place. This week, when I read that story, what struck me was Jesus saying to Zacchaeus, I need you. I must stay in your house today. You see, Jesus was nearing Jerusalem and the end of his earthly ministry. You might say he was in planning mode at this point. He reaches out to Zacchaeus, who's broken and sinful and hated by his community, and says, I need your help. There's something important that I need you to do. Zacchaeus could have shrunk from that invitation and said, sorry, not me. Somebody else certainly can do that better than me. But Zacchaeus also recognized that Jesus was offering him forgiveness. And Zacchaeus accepted that grace with joy. He accepted that invitation, and as Pastor David suggested, it transformed his life. Just like Jesus called Zacchaeus, Jesus is calling you and me to come down out of our tree and to take on the tasks of God's ministry. And in this regard, it doesn't matter whether we are short or tall, or young or old, or loud or quiet, or handy or all thumbs. God needs all of our help to be his hands and his voice and his spirit in this place. While God welcomes us all, God also needs us all. And as we approach Commitment Sunday, I hope you'll pray about how you'll respond to God's invitation to share your time and your talents in God's ministry. Like Zacchaeus, how will you say yes?
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.